Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to these phone lines. We're going to play some Dan Quinn, some Jaden Daniels audio. If you missed any of our interview with Joe Theismann, you could legit hear like the joy in Theismann's voice talking about that game last night and talking about this team winning and doing it the right way.
You saw me on the sideline with Revo and Sam Steele, man.
Yeah.
Bro, it's a good feeling, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, man, watching that and seeing how it is and enjoying it with them. So,
hell yeah.
Me and Revo talked damn near the whole flight back.
I saw. Let's get to these phones. Our guy Drew is on the line. What up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, B-Mitch. That was a great win. And we're on our way back from Florida, but we had to make plans for Detroit before we left. So,
are you going to drive to Detroit, dog?
No.
All right.
Hey, it got snow going up that way, huh, Drew?
Yeah, it's much easier. This was a lot more convenient and fun, but that's no good. But, you know, I heard you guys talking about the game. The thing that reminded me of kind of old school Redskins last night was not the last 2 seconds where we did a walk-off field goal, but the 4 minutes and 38 seconds before that when we imposed our will.
Yeah.
I mean, we just didn't give them the ball. I mean, that's the way it used to be. We could go in and impose our will on another team. And we did that against a playoff team for almost 5 minutes at the end of a game. That's tough to do. That was awesome to watch.
That's that four-minute offense that Coach Gibbs always talked about.
Hell yeah.
Everybody know the two-minute offense, but the four-minute offense, right, that's where you just close the game out.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you, Drew. Safe travels, brother.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Hi, right, brother.
That's our guy, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm preparing everyone. Rev T is on the line.
My dog. Okay?
Now we're going to – Rev T, why not us? He's right, but we're going in chronological order. Andy is in Sterling. What up, Andy?
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, man?
I just want to say right off the bat that Jaden Daniels, man, I swear to God, he's a unicorn. He's the best thing that's ever happened to this city. From day one, he put this team on his back and led us right into the playoffs. Can you imagine what he could do, what he could accomplish if he had a legitimate running game, when Brian Robinson wasn't getting 19 yards on 10 carries, when he had a defense that would consistently recover fumbles, interceptions, whatever? He's lucky he got that fumble last night. Otherwise, we'd be in a hole. But the guy... they have to address that running game. I don't know what they can do. I don't know if it's scheme, if it's blocking, if maybe Chris Rodriguez could do a better job picking up those hard yards. But it's obvious that Brian Robinson, for whatever reason, I don't know if he's injured or not, is not doing it. But Jaden, man, what a godsend. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, bro. I do wonder if you keep C-Rod active next week. That's a question Dan will probably get asked about this week. Maybe even Cliff gets asked about. But it's a they had Chris Rodriguez was inactive last night. I think that surprised some folks. Eckler luckily gave you a lot.
McNichols was active yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek from the chat is on the line. What up, D?
What up, D?
Yo, B-Mitch, JP, y'all got me. Y'all left hands is up.
Oh, bro, always.
Look, I just want to say a couple things real quick. Number one is, I'm just so happy right now. As a 31-year-old male, talked about it last week, this is just a feeling I've never had. I never had it. And we talked, gentlemen, in the preseason about this team. and the makeup of it. And I saw us being good, but not this good, man. I didn't see us getting this far. And us going against the Lions, we got nothing to lose next week. Nothing to lose. So going into Detroit, man, I'm still confident in this team. I'm ready for battle. JD is leading us. A bunch of our players are banged up, and they're from that old era. We know who they are. We know what it is. We are battling playoff teams right now, guys, and that says a lot. We are banged up. Brian Robinson, he did a lot of work in the first half of the season. I mean, we're thin up top, and we are still competing. And guys, I'm so confident in this team. My mind is all over the place. But, yo, I got a quick question for you guys. You guys are at the game. Was Major Tutty at the game?
I don't think I saw Tutty.
I don't think I saw him either.
Generally, people were asking me this, and it was surprising me the amount of people asking me this. Generally, like cheerleaders and
they don't travel.
And Major Tutty, they don't travel.
Well, look. I'm calling out Major Tutty, guys, because he didn't tweet out nothing to support the team. He didn't give us no graphic. Major Tutty needs to step up. If you got Major Tutty number, call him and tell him to tweet out something to support the team. He needs to step up.
Okay.
Love you guys.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Damn. Major Tutty
on.
They're going after my man Tutty.
I try to wake up every morning cognizant that I have no idea what the world will bring.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect to hear a caller be mad
bashing Major Tutty.
Major Tutty,
yeah,
on a playoff victory Monday. Now, yo, Major Tutty, by the way, tweeted out playoff victory Monday has a nice ring to it. Tweeted it out at 9:46 a.m.
Yeah, so, man, Tutty got his work in, man.
But his last tweet before that was on Friday. Nothing about the game.
Maybe Major Tutty.
Tutty was working Friday night. I was doing a bar crawl with him.
Maybe Mrs. Tutty was in town.
And
I saw
Major Tutty at a school I was at the other day. He's doing his work now.
I got no beef with Major Tutty, for the record.
Beavis is just following Major Tutty around town.
I was there first.
In a car.
Oh, Major Tutty's following B.
Yeah.
Is everybody ready? If you're driving your vehicle, please make sure your seatbelt is secured.
Buckle up.
Rev T is on the line. Hello, Rev.
What's up, brother?
How do you do?
You know JP, Jeff, Landfield, my commander nation right now, my Redskin nation right now. You know, you talk about the soul of a man right now. And you got feelings and you got emotions. And for a lot of people, you know, I had some feelings that was going on with me yesterday. But my brother, B-Miss, reminded the people of the words of the brethren. My brother, he reminded me of who I was and what I've been patting my feet 25 years plus. Win, lose, or draw. Good days, bad days, sad days, unconditional days. I've been telling this fan base, believe. But most of all, come 24, 25 season, the running we on. I told these people from the jump. I said JD5 was going to bring hope back alive here to the DMV. It's on the record, ain't it, y'all? Mm-hmm. Come on, watch with me. But hold on. Unseen or unknown, but a feeling deep down inside about this offense, a feeling deep down inside about this defense, a feeling deep down inside about the special teams, a feeling deep inside about the coach. I started to say, why not us? Why not us right now, y'all? Why not us? Why can't we be going to the second round of the playoffs? Why can't the 12th man be standing and traveling like they only can? Why not us, y'all? So on Victory Monday, you go ask these Bammers all over the DMV. You go ask all these Bammers all over the NFL. When they talk about the Washington Commanders, y'all say it with me. Why not us? Y'all know what this is.
People's
say it
hype,
with
man.
Me. And I ain't never short of my words. The people's hype, man. Red T. Why not us? Why not us? Believe, baby. Watch with me. Ow!
Love somebody.
All right, brother, man.
Hey, Rev, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Last night, we were on the field about to go live, and I get a Rev and I text on Twitter. He texted me, hashtag, why not us? And
there
I
you said, go, baby.
You why not said us? It. And, dude, I don't know that B knew that I had just gotten that text. And so B and I are doing different shows, but we're standing right next to each other. And he looks over at me. He's like, what's Rev been saying? Why not us? And it was this wild moment. Yep. And I was thinking of you, Rev. We appreciate
oh,
you,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah, bro. Hey, keep it going, boy.
I'm telling people what. Y'all really love Rev T. I can pay for my hotel and my plane. But if somebody got a ticket for Rev T, sign me up. I'm there. Let's go. Why not us?
The boys need the reverend. The boys need a man of the cloth in Detroit Rock City. Anybody got a spare ticket, Rev T will travel with you, baby.
There you go, baby.
I'll travel there. I'll go.
Thank
I'll
you, Reverend.
I'll pay for my flight and hotel. Give me a ticket. Let's go.
Rev needs a ticket. If anybody's got one, well, Jeff can coordinate. Thank you, Rev. Take care, bud.
I love y'all, man. It feel good, DMV. Hey. Man, it feel good, y'all.
Rev, get some tea, dog.
I can't believe it. Yeah, you can, Buttons. Why not us? Why not us?
Thank you, brother.
All right, dog.
We need to send some tea to the Reverend. I'm worried about that throat. He's got a long week. He sounded like he
might be hoarse by the end.
Sounded like he's been yelling for 24 hours. And if I'm telling someone I'm worried about their throat, you know it sounds rough. We're gonna keep the phone lines going. The Cowboys have big trouble. Phone lines are packed. You're gonna hear from Jaden and Dan Quinn. Rooster's here. His shirt might burst. Nobody go anywhere.